The travel information shall include but is not limited to the departure date, departure time, arrival date, arrival time, accompanying passengers, duration of the trip, purpose of the trip, destination, and a detail of the travel expenses. Now, Madam Speaker, this is something that we started looking at going back to last year when I was chairman of the General Appropriation or General Administration Appropriations Committee. We noticed that the governor was requesting an amount of money for travel that we did not feel was sufficient to actually cover the amount of travel that he was taking. We were assured by the governor's chief of staff that that it was going to be enough, that that was all that they were requesting. Then proceeded to find out over the last several months that they weren't actually traveling for the governor out of the governor's travel line. They were spending it out of other departments, billing every department across state government except for their own department for the plane flights that the governor was taking. Madam Speaker, we have found out after months of asking for this information, we were told every time we asked for it that it's open and transparent, that it's there for the public to see, and that we don't have a we don't think there's any problem with it. I asked verbally over the interim through the Budget Transparency Committee, which I chaired, for this information and did not receive it. I asked formally in a written statement for this information, and it took about a month for them to respond. We finally got this information late last week and discovered that over the last 2 years, the governor has spent $400,000 on private plane flights around the state, not private flights, the state-owned plane, but to ferry him from point A to point B for press conferences, for meetings, for association meetings out of state. And it took me nearly a month to get this information. Madam Speaker, with this amendment, it would require that that information truly is open and transparent to the public and readily available, and would allow the average citizen to have access to it and not require a formal written request from the budget chairman and a month to respond. So, Madam Speaker, with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I would urge the body to adopt House Amendment 1.
Gentleman from Clay has moved for the adoption of House Amendment 1. Any discussion? Seeing none, gentleman from Clay.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If I could get five members standing, I would ask for a roll call on this vote, and I renew my motion.